Okay, this is Parak Beis and Hilchos Chova Lamazik. We're now picking up, we're continuing the lachas of Chova, and then all the situations of when you're chayav to pay all five, four, three, two, and one, and all the different variables, as you'll soon see. So lacha chavero. So if you injure your friend, your fellow Jew, in a way that you're obligated to pay all five of the things that you're chayav to pay for, which is nezek, tsar, there's damages, pain, ripui sheves, medical costs, and employment loss costs, as well as embarrassment, which is boshes, you have to pay all five. Hezigu nezek shein bo el arba, misham arba. Now, of course, if you cause a damage and you only have to pay four, you pay four. So 3 to 3, two, only two, one, and only one. So now he's going to explain all these cases. Let's say I went ahead and cut off my friend's foot. Or made him go one. Misham chamisha, so I had to pay all five. Nezek tzar v'pushevus v'boshes. He called al yado v'tzavsa v'sofa lachzor. Let's say I hit him on the hand. It swelled up, right? And then we know it's going to go back to where it was. Or al ino umarda v'sofa lachios. Or let's say I knocked his eye out and it's going to come back in. Misham arba, you only pay four. Tzar v'pushevus v'boshes. No nezek. He called al rosho. Let's say you hit him on the head. V'tzava and it got a bump. Misham shulsha, you only pay three. Tzar v'pushevus. You call him welcome Shannonera. Let's say you hit him a place where you can't see the mark. You don't call Alberkov, for instance, you hit him on his knees. Mishalom Shnai, you only pay two. Tsar report. He called him Mitpacha. Let's say you, what it called, you're holding like a piece of paper, like a document, a scroll, and hit him with it. Chiyot Tzveilu. All you give him is the Yavoshes, only for the embarrassment, Bilba. Now, Kavo. Let's say I go ahead and I burn him with like a hot spit on, let's say, his fingernail, where you know there won't be an actual wound that it develops and it won't prevent him from working. All you pay is misham sarbavah, just the pain. Yishko sam osaku sam vishina mare oro. Let's say you force him to drink, let's say, some type of drug, and the product of the drinking it changes the color of his skin. Misham ripu vav, you only pay him medical costs, that's yaksamara moshehi, until it returns back to what it's supposed to look like. Right? Let's say you lock him in a room. No send load to me. You only pay him for the amount of money he's losing by not working. Let's say you cut off you shave off the hair of your friend. No send load to me. Bishto. You only pay for the embarrassment. Because it's going to grow back. Gilcho b'sam o shakavo ach insof ha'sayar lachzor. Let's say you shave him off with some type of potion, or you burn it to the point where the hair won't grow out, then you're chai v'chamisha dvarim, you have to pay all five. And as the sar ripur, sharei rosho yischana min akviya o min asam. So you pay him the damages, the pain, and the medical costs because, for instance, of the fact that he's got damage to his head, right? V'nimsa chash v'rosho, and it's he's going to get headaches, for example. V'sham lo sheves, you pay him employment costs, sharei hu roi l'rakim nadei delas rosho v'shas riku v'nimsa batan l'chazuv. Because, for instance, maybe you could say he was going to be a dancer, and in dancing, he's going to kind of shake his head around with his hair while he's dancing, and now he can't do this kind of work. Well, boshesh, and what about embarrassment? There's no greater embarrassment than cutting off a guy's hair to the point where it won't be able to grow back. Halacha, hey, one second. So this we learn from this is that whenever I cause my friend to lose a limb, she ain't a chosen and won't grow back. Chai b'chol mishadvarim, I'm chai to pay all five. I feel he pulls shino, even if he lost a tooth. Let's say I knocked his tooth out. Chai b'chol, why am I chai in all of them? She yefshresh lo piv sha'achas, because there's no way he's not going to have a certain amount of pain in his mouth, a certain amount for a period of time. Api she'ashen ein lo refuah, even though there's no ripoy, there's no medical cure or fixing of the tooth. Basar shenayim sarkavua. Nonetheless, the gums require treatment. Even if I cause them to lose a little time, a piece of skin that's the size of a barley corn, which is really tiny, I'm chayv in all five. Because the skin won't grow back; rather, it's going to be a scar. Therefore, if I damage a person and cut out his flesh, and I cause him to bleed, I'm obligated to pay him all five things. Let's say a person scares his friend, even if what it called the scaring him causes him because of the scare to get sick, So I'm exempt from the what are called the financial costs, but I am obligated in divine judgment. As long as I didn't touch him. For instance, I was behind him and I screamed, or I appeared in the middle of the dark to scare him. So too, if I yelled in his ear and caused him to go deaf, so I'm exempt from financial payments, but I am obligated in divine punishment. Let's say I grabbed hold of him, right, and then I blew, like, let's say, shofar into his ear, when he got deaf, or let's say I, what do you call, touched him or pushed him when I scared him, or I grabbed his clothing, and in these cases, I would actually have to pay a financial penalty. So really, the Rambam surmises, so let's say the person who got injured says that he became deaf or became blind because of that's why he became blind because of this other person. And I can't see or hear. I don't believe him. Because we don't have any evidence at all. And we're nervous that he's going to go ahead and trick us. And we don't take the actual compensation for damages until we do a very, very long and significant investigation. We have to do an investigation to make sure that he actually lost his ability to see or hearing. We have to have evidence that happened. It actually happened through damages, and that through being hurt, and only then can you go ahead and collect any money. So how do you pay for pain? It all goes based on the person who got injured. So there are some type of people who are very weak. And they're spoiled and they're very wealthy. And even if we gave them a lot of money, they wouldn't take any pain at all. There's another kind of person who's tough and he's poor and he knows how to suffer. Just for $1, he would suffer a lot of pain. So we use this kind of method to determine tsar. But however, how do you determine pain when the person lost an arm? Let's say I cut the other etzbo. Let's say you cut off his arm. Omdin veomrim. We measure and say, "Kama adam v'zeh rotz litam bein lito lo aver zeh b'sayef lito osam b'sam." We ask him how much would he, what do you call, take? How much? Excuse me. How much would he give for the difference between cutting off his arm with a sword versus a potion? Im gazar melech alav lito yado. If the king decreed to cut off his hand, uraglo. We determine the difference between the two, and then we go ahead and pay. So how do we determine wages lost? Let's say he didn't lose a limb. Rather, he got sick and was bedridden, or his hand got swollen and it's going to go back to normal. We pay him wages lost per day, like a worker who is not able to do that specific work. But let's say he actually lost a limb. No sin to me yado. We pay the amount for his loss of his arm. Shuhu nezek. The sheves. And when it comes to the actual wages loss, ro nosak yil hu shomer kishun. We look at him as if he's somebody who guards zucchinis. Ro an kama hu schar shomer kishun b'chol yom. And we see the rate to pay a zucchini watcher per day. V'osim chesbon kolim meichaliyav. Shozev nosam lom. You work out basically the amount he's going to lose over this period of time. You give the money to him. If you chopped up his leg, we see it as if he's someone who's guarding the door. Let's say we take out one of his eyes. The guy took out one of his eyes. We apply the wages as if he was working in a mill. Now, looking at case before, let's say he hit his friend on the ear, or he grabbed him and he blew, like, let's say, a horn in his ear and made him go deaf. Those will make kulo. You give him money for everything. Sure, in a royal lacha klal, because once he's deaf, he won't be able to do any work at all. Halacha yud gimel. Let's say Reuven makes Shimon go blind. Simas ino lamdu, right? And let's say before we go ahead and after he became blind, before we evaluate the damages, the financial penalty, the katas yado, right? And then you chop out his arm, lo amdu, and didn't determine the damages yet, the katas rago, lo amdu, v'achar harsha. So you made him blind, didn't evaluate the loss yet, then chopped up his arm, didn't evaluate the loss, chopped up his leg, didn't evaluate the loss of that, and then made him go deaf. Since we didn't evaluate per damage, you give him the entire amount. Let's say you did evaluate each damage, right? And then you did a evaluation of the entire five things you did to him. And you only take the total amount. Let's say the guy damaged, went ahead and took payment for each limb that he lost, as well as the total amount. What it called? He we don't take it from him. I love you down. A case of Shana Ripoy. How do we determine medical costs? We work out how many days this is gonna the sickness is gonna last him, right? And how many days we require to treat it. And you give him the entire sum up front. We don't make him pay day-to-day medical costs. This is considered a remedy, a help for the person who committed the damages. So too, when it comes to wages lost, you measure out the amount that it's going to be owed to him, you give the whole money up front. But let's say, what do you call it? He gets complications from his sickness, and now it turns out that his illness is going to last longer than our estimate. We don't add anything to the payment. So too, if he got help immediately, but already paid for, let's say, a week's worth of medical costs, we don't go ahead and reduce the amount that you have to pay him. I love the design. This only applies when the person who caused the injury agrees to this. Because he's locked, this is for him. Rather, but the Mazik can say, listen, I don't want to be part of this Takana system. I'll go ahead and pay him day to day on his medical costs, which is his risk. Shomalo, we listen to him. Let's say the guy who got injured says, listen, look at my injury, give me the money, and I'll take care of the medical costs. We don't listen to him. Because maybe the guy who caused injury can say, you won't work out how to cure yourself properly, and therefore I'm going to be responsible for this continued injury. Rather, you pay him daily, or the entire amount, but no sense may repoy. Or you assess the entire amount, and then you let Bazin take over to pay off the medical costs. Let's say the guy who caused the damage says, listen, I'll take care of making you better, or I have a doctor who works for me who does it for free. Ain't shun lo, we don't listen to him. Rather, we bring in an expert doctor, and he charges him for healing. Right, but let's say the assessment was not made initially. Rather, you're paying for the injury day by day. And now he gets an infection, an abscess because of the injury, or the what do you call it, the wound reopens after it was healed. I have to still continue to pay for his healing and pay for his wages lost. But let's say he got an infection and had nothing to do with the injury. You have to still help him with his medical costs. We don't pay for wages loss. But let's say he didn't go, he went against the doctor's orders, and now the injury got worse. I don't have to go ahead and pay for any more medical treatment. When the court goes ahead and comes to the financial assessment of the damager, and we make him pay, we take the whole thing at once. And we don't give him time to actually sell his property. We just take all the money at once. Let's say he's only chayav to pay an embarrassment cost. We set it at a time for him to pay. Because there's no actual loss of money there. That is Parak Beis, and we'll continue with Parak Gimel next time.